Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code UNFILTERED for 15% off.
I think when I was talking to them, I said the reason I couldn't sleep last night was I think I began to think about if someone could just tell me there was a plan and what that plan would be.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Oh, wow. Natalie's got mono. Welcome to the podcast of Kat and Nat, the Mom Truth podcast. Weekend after Mother's Day or whatever the day is. I have no idea anymore. And Nat has mono.
Have you ever had mononucleosis?
No. It used to be a kissing disease, remember?
No.
Yeah, it was from making out.
I remember it as a child.
Yeah, making out.
Making out as a child.
No, like you made out. That's how you got it.
Oh, yeah. I never had mononucleosis, but I know that when you get it, you feel really tired for a long time. And I remember thinking to myself when I was younger, I kind of wish that I got mono so that I could have an excuse to not do anything.
Oh, you just want to sleep all day?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it works. So you feel pretty bad because you get bored after a while.
Do you get tested for it? So I have to prove it?
Yeah, blood work.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll get some blood work today and maybe they'll say I have mononucleosis and everyone will leave me alone for a
I mean, you're quite hyper. I'm not just today, you're quite tired.
I know.
I think it...
It was just such a good sleep. It's like I crave more.
You'll get it. It's just a minute. Guys, we are in kind of cold temperatures at the moment, and it feels bone chilling. But apparently today's the last day
bone
of cold.
Chilling.
I would just like to fast forward to summer.
Tomorrow, yeah, summer. I don't know. Like, it starts getting really warm tomorrow. Is it going to take a turn? Like, are they?
You're asking the wrong girl.
I think it's just going to be great from here on out. I think.
I thought it was supposed to be sweltering in the spring.
Sweltering. You know what I think I am?
What?
I think I'm a grizzly bear. and I'm hibernating.
Okay, Linda.
So that when it's time to come out for the bees and the honey, I'll be ready to find it.
And tell me what the bees look like, Natalie.
Oh, they are just some hot, sexy, buzzing around. The boys who've been stuck inside gyms for far too long and are ready to reveal their chestibules to the world. And I'll be like, I don't know if I can hold myself back. I just want to touch their pectorals.
You know what's so weird? Mm. Is riddle me this.
Riddle you this.
Most of your life, mm-hmm. Okay, so most of your life, you have a vision of what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you have, like, I don't know how far people dream. Like, I don't know if you adjust dreams. I don't know if everybody dreams. I don't know if people just, like, once they get a job, then they are like, okay, this is my job, and then I get stuck here, and then my life happens, and then I'm retiring,
and that's the end.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if people get frustrated that they never reach their dreams. Right. I don't know if they just dream and think that could never happen to me.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I think everyone's, unique in their way that they see the world.
But when you have a dream and you achieve it, you have to come up with another dream, but it's, you have to, like, if you've always wished, like, okay, for example, I've always dreamed of a pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that dream.
Mm. Now what?
I know.
Well, that's like those people, you know how there's some people who, like, they built a business, they sold a business, and now they're choosing to just, like, retire and, like, take care of their kids.
Okay.
And, like, do that. Like, that's, like, we actually know someone, not that they sold their company, or maybe they did, but he was a teacher, and he decided to just retire.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Your friend said.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just wanted to be a stay-at-home dad, and that's what was going to fill his bucket. And I was actually talking to someone yesterday, this weekend, she was saying, I don't have dreams of having, like, a bigger house. My house is everything I need. Like, I don't need to redecorate it. Maybe I'll get a new chair here and there, but, like, I don't waste my time worrying about getting more for my home and all that. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'd ever want is, like, a house on the water, on the beach, and stuff like that. So I think that, like, everyone's got their own thing, but sometimes there's people who, like, they sell a business and then immediately they want to do it again, even though they could retire with all their money for the rest of their life.
So did the person you were talking to do? So their dream might be a house on the beach, but they're totally happy with status quo.
With everything else, yeah.
So they could live like that till the end of time.
And they're happy.
And that is why COVID is so fucked up for so many, because I think about how many people's lives, other than monetary, have changed during COVID, like, especially in Canada. And it's like, is it the mind fuck that you're not allowed to? Like, what is it that is so hard?
I know.
Because I'm like, we have a great house. We have...
Yeah, like if you were free, would you be living a lot different kind of question?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I mean, or is it like the COVID police? Or, like, I mean, the border is a big one. The border is a huge one for us over here, but, like...
And are you mostly upset about it because someone is putting a rule on you and you're an adult and you're saying, like, I thought I would be an adult and I could make my own decisions and now I can't?
I don't know what troubles me so much about it. I really don't. I'm really trying to be like... Is it because essentially I have everything and more that I could ever need? Mm-hmm. Everything and more I should potentially be fine within those four walls for the rest of my life with those, and I should be so grateful for the children I have that I should not need anything else.
Right,
but I do.
Well, I know that I like adventure and danger, like adventure and unpredictability. That's
okay.
Something that is, like, a thing in my life that fills a large part of my bucket. So when I don't have that, it would just be, if I were to just give up on that or say that I could never have it again, I'd always be a bit disappointed that I couldn't have it.
Just a bit.
Just a bit disappointed. Yeah,
I
just had to give up on it and just be like, I guess that's it. Like, if COVID was forever.
Bite your fucking tongue down, lady. Bite your tongue. Yeah, no, I'm really trying to understand, like, okay, so a lot of my dreams were made, and I've never really dreamt of a house. I've never really dreamt. I always had a dream of a neighborhood I wanted to live in, but I never had a dream of what my house would look like. Like, my husband kicks, it upsets him that we didn't renovate the second floor. Like, add the addition, like, put it to the back, like, so the whole house matches from that back room all the way up, from the basement to the top.
Got it.
Because everything's there in place to do it.
Damn.
I'm like, that never even crossed my mind.
And you're also like...
What more do they want?
The other thing is, I think if it had crossed your mind, you would have done it.
Well, it would have been a big process. Like permits and waiting for the thing. And
you know? But you procrastinate and then you're just going to think about it. Why don't you just do it?
Yeah, no, I never thought. I was like, whatever, just carry on. It's I don't really see children's rooms other than somewhere to sleep.
Mm-hmm,
I really don't think it's like, that's just my personal, that's I guess how I grew up. Like it wasn't like I went.
Kids' rooms are bedrooms.
Bedrooms, yeah.
Rooms for beds.
And even my room, I'm like, what else would I do in my bedroom?
Yeah.
Why do I need a big giant bedroom?
I know.
Have a couch?
Lounges in there.
Do you actually lie on that?
If I have an opportunity to lie on a bed, why would I sit on a chair?
Also, it's just a place to put your shit.
Exactly, to hang more shit.
It's actually not a place to lie on.
I've been trying to
unless
explain...
they have sex on it.
Well, of course we have sex. Oh, on there?
On the lounge.
I mean, you could just go do it in the basement or something. Like, why do you need an extra couch to have sex on, you know? But I've tried to explain to, like, my husband a lot just that, like, it's no diss to anybody that I prefer to sit on my bed to my couch. Like, it just is a fact. It's softer.
Yeah, I will never understand that dynamic. I don't understand the dynamic of his brain of it an insult that you at nighttime want to go to bed.
Or in the afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, to me, if I marry you and I haven't divorced you, I've chosen you.
Mm.
I mean, like, I'm with
you. It doesn't mean that I don't think that soft cotton is softer than whatever weave that is on my couch.
And who made up rules of marriage that you can't have
together
all the time?
I don't know, man.
Like, who made up the rule that you can't have individual lives and not have to do everything together? Like, who made up that rule that, like, I love you less because I want to go upstairs as my own person.
Be alone.
It's not an insult. It's just the movies fucked us for that.
Movies.
Yeah. Movies and TV show, Natalie.
I know.
Natalie's got mono.
Mononucleosis. Yeah, no, I don't know. I just love my bed. I love it more and more as I get older. Oh my gosh. And I'm actually like, I'm thinking about like on the tour bus, how I'm going to make it even, I'm not going to hold back. I want one of those like rounded pillows that you can like lean back on. So it like hugs you all around and I'm taking more naps in the afternoon.
Where are you going to store this?
Yeah, I'm just going to ship it to the bus and it's going to stay on the bus and I throw it out at the end.
Oh, you think we're going to have the same bus every time?
Well, for each city, for each, like...
Oh, you're going to throw it out at each... Yeah, every 8 days, you're just going to get rid of it. Throw it out. Got it. Yeah. So we'll put...
It'll be an Amazon special.
We'll put $1,000 in for Nat's bed budget every tour.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, I mean, I like the weighted blanket, but it falls off a lot.
Yeah, well, if you want to order your own bed stuff, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'll get...
Soft cotton, yeah, let's do that.
Okay. You can do all of that.
Can they make us... You know, we could make the back into a big king size bedder.
Who says that?
I know we can.
And where is the
luggage? Like, you and I could have the suite.
You don't want to sleep
in this... Put your luggage on your own beds, people.
You don't want to sleep in the bed with me.
Well, we can put a wall between us.
Oh, so now you're reconstructing the bus for 8 days.
Customized, like the country singer.
So really, you're just envisioning how you can
sleep
long.
On the road.
So we might have a problem, people.
Everyone's like, get up, Natalie, it's time to go on.
You're like, I'm just having a nap.
Dude, I don't know. This is just so relaxing.
You would be so bored.
Oh, of course. I'm just kidding. I mean, God, what's tour? Tours... is sleeping, eating, and hanging out with our best friends.
That's all it is. Guys, you didn't even mention anything about my Instagram post, by the way.
What, that we're the definition of best friends? And that there's a stripper in the background?
That I never mention people, and people who don't know, it's like, what is going on in... Because it's been 2 years, so a lot of people wouldn't even know that was part of our life.
Did anyone notice?
A lot of people were like, where are you at Chippendales? What is going on? Who is the guy in the back? I'm so confused. Why is there a shirtless man that looks like a stripper in the back of your video? Like, all the comments were like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh.
I was laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly I did it on purpose because I didn't want to mention him.
Yeah, and the thing is that, like, I mean, they on a normal time when the world is normal, we're strippers all the time in the background.
That's what I was saying, so I had to go tag them on, like, these are the people, and then I had to smiley face out the one we fired.
Yeah, was that,
Yep.
Yeah, and someone was like, oh, you must have to do a lot to get fired by Cat Nat. It's like, no, he was just a weirdo. Didn't do anything wrong, right?
Well,
not really.
He did have three names that we never really got to the bottom of.
I think they all do. I mean, Romeo's name is not Romeo. Ten's name is not Ten.
That's very true.
You know what I mean? Who's the guy behind you? Oh, go to stories. That's right. Yeah, no. But when... If you're new to us, because a lot of you are new to this podcast, because the podcast has become such a bigger thing during COVID, just because we upped them to, you know, three. And
remember also, he was like, he goes like this. Yeah, I my flight, remember his flight got canceled, or he couldn't make his flight, then his car got stolen, then we had to pay more.
Then all of the strippers seem to need the emergency exit. You have to go to pay for that because they're very big.
Right. That was just him.
No, it was a lot of them, and they can't imagine being on long flights with their crunched up because their bodies are so big. And also, when he did show up, I think he was like high on ecstasy or something.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was fun. He got fired just because there was too many
stories.
And
he would disappear. We didn't really know where he'd go, and then he'd just reappear again. Like,
he's very cute. I wonder what he's doing these days. Oof. I was saying something
else. The three men in the back that just appear in our stories.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, if you guys are new to our podcast, when we are in real life, we head on tour and we go to do all of these shows. And when we sat down to design what we thought our great show would be, it would be, what would a mom and a woman who's been cooped up for too long inside of her house need from a night out? What is every detail? What is everything she'll need to make sure she has a great night? And that's how we designed the nights.
That's weird. That just came up. Literally just now.
Yeah. She texted you?
Yeah, right now. Oh. 12:11.
Huh. And that's what we do. We design the best night out ever because we know that women don't take time for themselves. We know that they make excuses to not go out and have fun. And so if we could be the people
to host it. And you also don't know how to have fun.
You forgot.
I said to one of our team members yesterday, I said, you know, she's like, not an insult. It's just so mind blowing how many people will come to so many shows to see you. And then I said to her, I was like, you know, I think it's kind of like if you're a mom.
Yeah.
And you don't know where to go. You don't know what's cool. I'm like, it's like trying to find the bar. You don't have to line up at the bar anymore. Mm-mm. And you don't have to plan or like worry about what you're going to wear. Or you're going to have a good time.
Or if you're going to fit in or if you're going to know anybody.
It's like a turnkey good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all you have to do is show up. Mm-hmm. And then the rest is taken care of for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, open mind and show up, and then you're basically guaranteed to have a good time.
And everybody around you, it's like instead of... lots of that. Instead of being like, oh, like, are they going to be like bitchy girls around or like so-and-so? Everyone is so nice to each other so much so that when people come alone and somebody knows that someone's alone, everyone embraces them. Often a lot of you guys have become like friends in real life, meeting up at shows, like women that haven't seen each other in so long and that like haven't seen each other since college meeting up and just getting together and having a weekend of their lives. It's just so good and we're getting so much closer.
I wonder who our bus driver is going to be this time.
Very juicy. I mean, there's so many unknowns and we're going to have some sort of a tech person.
I like that. I like that. Who's it going to be?
I know. They're always so different because they're so, like, they have such a different skill than we have. So they're such interesting character. And then we'll have a road mom.
Do you think we will? She said we don't need one.
Well, okay. Then we don't even need her.
No, she said.
I do like having a road mom.
Me too. Who talks to the bus driver and all that.
Yeah, like, I feel like there's so much communication that happens that we don't need to be a part of. Like, in the middle of the night, if so-and-so, or if we, like, we've taken off without somebody before. You know, you and I are dead asleep for that. We're not going to remember that so-and-so didn't get on the bus.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I forgot that.
That was so crazy. We were an hour away. We'd left her behind, right?
The tour manager.
Uh-huh. She was at a restaurant. Because a lot of the team, they work, like, they sleep in more in the day, and then they work into the night because they have to close out everything at the end. And sometimes they're a bit nocturnal.
In the middle of Chicago. Like, in...
The bus drove off without her while she was just sitting at a diner.
Because someone told her to go.
Yep.
That someone told the bus driver, you can all go, everyone's here.
And just so you know,
that person was part of the team, not anyone important on the team.
No. And Kat and I have gone to sleep. Like, when we're done our show, and we're done, like, everything, we go to sleep. So what happens after that?
There has been
lots of things.
Yeah, there has been.
And that's why tour mom takes care of things.
I'll never forget one time we wake up, okay? So it's like, we wake up in the morning, and we were supposed to be in Houston. We were supposed to be in Texas somewhere. And it was supposed to be a long drive all night. And I remember waking up and hearing lots of loud thumping. And I'm like, oh, Roy must be getting a burger or something. And we wake up and we're inside, like, somewhere. And I'm like, where are we?
Like in a garage.
And they're like, we broke down. We've been in a garage all night. And I'm like, what? Yeah, and they're like, yeah.
It's
and
like we're
not sure you're going to make it to the, we're not sure you're going to make it to the show in time. So we're just planning on, we're just working on that right now. And we're like, oh, so we wake up and we have to drive all day. And Hassan is doing our makeup on the bus.
And
as
usually,
we are,
you guys, usually when we wake up in a city, and then we're like, we're free. Like, we can go to the bathroom, we can have a shower at the theater, we can
we
go
have
eat.
The day. We have the date,
I
and
know,
then the crew can go in and set up their music and, like, get prepped, and you can have a few cocktails. We drove all day and pull in. We didn't have time for sound check. I think we had to, like, do the mic for 2 seconds, and, like, you gotta get upstairs. And we were like, and it was the dingy place, remember?
That's the kind of shit, though, that, like,
is so fun.
That's what I love. It's just like, it's just like, are we gonna make it? I don't know. Like, we're watching the time.
And the bus driver had been awake. Roy had been awake all night and all day. So he'd been awake for almost like 48 hours, which is like highly illegal, but we had no other option to do it. So our tour manager was sitting there being like, keeping him awake and like making sure that he could make the drive.
Okay, I'm having poo cramps.
I'm having trouble hearing.
Siri feels for you,
Natalie. I gotta
go
inside for 1 second.
Oh, God damn it. Lexi, here we go.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Here we go, Lexi. I'll just take this one. Anyways, we drive and we do make it, and it was dramatic, but it was not our drama to worry about because we thought we would make it. And we rushed in, got changed. It was very chaotic, but we made it, and it was fun. It was a good time. Lexi, you remember that? That was a good time. guys, I could use a nap. I didn't sleep last night. I don't know why. I think I read too much on my phone before I went to bed. And then I just couldn't shut my brain down. You know, when you begin to do too much before bed, I don't know if anybody else gets that or if that's even a thing, but it's like you read, and as you guys know, Canada's not in a great place. And I think I actually just came to the bottom of what's bothering me, and it just kind of hit me. Well, thank you for having this conversation with me, you guys, is that the lack of control I feel over my own life because of the COVID rules, and our government has no plan to reopen. Like, there's no conversation. There's no, this is how we're going to do it. There's no, it could be by this day. It's like an abyss of like nothing. And I think that weighs heavily on me, because the lack of control of being a mom and not being able to explain to your kids, and like them just feeling like they're in this never ending cycle of, you know, never having an end game or end story is really a mind fuck. It's such a, that's the best way to describe it, is that you wake up not knowing what you can plan when, really having no control over what you can plan, and everything being illegal. Literally everything's illegal. And that's probably the hardest thing, is like the basis of like you paying taxes, you having your family over, you like, you know, how, what taxes has to do with it is like, if I pay taxes and I'm part of this country and I don't agree with how you're running it, I'm like, we should have a conversation here versus you telling me what's illegal, you know? Yeah, and I think just the lack of control really screws with my brain. I do have some control issues over that, but I think most of us do, and I think that's where all the power struggles are coming in with the kids too, because they have such lack of control over what they're doing. I just had an epiphany while you were out.
Awesome.
I think I know why I get so, like, ravaged. Is that a word?
Like hungry?
Is that sexual? Ravaged.
Okay.
I think when I was talking to them, I said the reason I couldn't sleep last night was I think I began to think about, because you know how I feel so out of control of the situation. Mm-hmm. I think that's very hard for me not to know if someone could just tell me there was a plan and what that plan would be. And I think a lot of people feel like me right now.
Yes.
It would be very helpful to mentally to have like some type of,
it's like when you're a kid.
And they fucked it. They lie about everything every time. Yeah. There's never a consistent story.
Yeah.
And it really does feel like...
I must feel like what it feels like to be a kid a lot of the time. And if you think about that, and you think about, like, the common parent, our group, and understanding, is, like, kids so often are just sort of left out. And, like, I don't know where we're going. I don't know when we're going to get there. I'm going to lie to you. Sometimes I'm going to tell you that we can do it. But then I'm going to change my mind and say that I can't.
Yeah. And then I'm going to change it last minute, just so you know, like this was the truth. Now this is no longer the truth. And I want to let you know that, like,
you can't really trust me on this.
And I think when they talk about how this is what's so crazy, guys, back in, I would say like 3 weeks ago or whenever the thing started, they preached how safe the schools were, and they were never going to shut the schools.
Mm-hmm.
They kept saying it, like, the schools are our priority, like, number one. Fast forward, the next day, schools are shutting down. Mm-hmm. Literally the next day, after they were like, never will we do this again. Well, you lied. Mm-hmm. That's what I think is just very hard. It's like there's no consistency. It really does feel like an unstable relationship, an unhealthy, unstable relationship with a narcissist.
Who's the narcissist?
The government.
The government.
They're a narcissist. They're narcissistic, and they're not consistent.
And it's such a horrible example when you turn on the news, and basically in the government, all it is that people that otherwise look trustworthy are just arguing and saying the other person's an idiot.
Oh, and also they were elected officials in times that were just supposed to be doing, like, you know, bylaws for like street bumps and like renovations, not like to run a country. And I never mentioned this yesterday, but when I think about what they did in residential schools, you know, we talked about this yesterday, the government officials thought it was a good idea. It was a good idea. These people who were elected to government thought, yeah, let's take children and whitewash them because that's a great idea. Not that long ago.
I know.
And so we're trusting these people that they think they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what qualifications? Mm-hmm. Don't you kind of feel like they should have hired all people, like, they should take the elected officials out and put in hired CE, like hired people who can run and make factual decisions?
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering. If there should be new policies. If a pandemic comes in, we put in new people.
Like there should be people in the wings waiting for something like
that. That are hired. I'd pay for that. I'd pay for you to make sense.
Yeah.
I would pay for someone to actually be accountable because right now they can't be taken out. Like they can do anything and not be taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can lock us in our homes. And I think one day they're going to come back and be like, can you believe that this happened?
For sure.
Going to be in history books
for
and be sure. like, that
can
was
you believe
such
they
a
sat,
mistake.
They sat back and let that all happen.
I really do believe. Yeah. I do feel like I am a little bit having the wool pulled over my eyes and that it's Canadians. We're all just sitting here because the reason it could never happen in America is because Americans would never let it happen.
Yeah.
That's the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
And in America, in Canada, we all just sit and buckle up and take it at the impact of all of the mental health of all of our people.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be one day. Well, they say it'll take a really long time for everyone to recover from this, but what'll be the most exciting thing for me is when we don't talk about it anymore.
When we're on stage with strep bars.
And we have so much more important things that are future that we can talk about.
Okay. Well, I'm actually very, I think that we have nothing on the book, so that's very hard for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing this week.
Well, no, there's my birthday, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We have the end of school.
How does your birthday help me?
I mean, it's just something in the calendar that isn't the same as every other day.
Okay.
I think I have my dog's birthday coming up. I don't know what my kids plan on doing for that. That's on May 20th. Woo!
I'm actually super excited for you to go and so I can see what it feels like. Because I feel like if you feel like what it feels like out of here,
mm-hmm.
I will feel it too. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, there's light. Look at the light. You know, you'll be like my firefly on the other side.
You will be. And I think most people that you know will be making some moves, you know? Your brother's going somewhere. Your other brother's opening a hotel. Your mom's going to be double vaccinated. People you know are making moves.
I better make some moves.
Well, you chose to have a sweet backyard, so.
I didn't really choose that. Even if I didn't have a sweet backyard, I wouldn't. My moves would still be small.
Yeah, maybe. You'd have more money.
No, he still wouldn't come with me.
No, that's true.
Like, I still wouldn't have. I'd have to do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I had to make my choice of, like, my husband would never rent a cottage. Never in a million years. He would never be like, let's go spend $7,000 on a cottage.
Yeah, well.
Never. And then if I was like, let's go here, never. He would never take a week off to go spend money somewhere else.
Mm-mm.
Unless I just left and then I was like, here's your ticket, come.
I know.
That's the person I married, you know? He doesn't even know it. That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
He does not even... So guys, in my past, for me to get him to come on vacation, I can't tell him. And then I just have to give him a ticket as a present. And I'm like, hey, we're going. And then he's kind of like, what? I can't get the time. Then, like, we have a whole bunch of conversations about how he can't get the time off. And he's like, it's the worst possible time for me to leave. Always the worst possible time for him to leave. And then I just go. And at some point.
He shows up. And he always shows up for longer than he says he's going to anyway.
And then he's gone. And I'm like, that's great. So I've always learned. It's like he's a commitment phobe for going away. I don't think he's been to my mom's cottage since she's done it. Like, weekends I'm alone. I wonder what the summer's going to bring.
I know.
Like, I wonder if he's gonna, like, let me go solo. Like, he's like, oh, I've got to do this. We've always had something going on in the summers where we've been renovating or moving or something.
Well, every time you leave, he's gonna say, oh, are you gonna leave if we just built this whole backyard for you?
Yeah, exactly. Because I've been in this house for a fucking year and a half, buddy. What do you mean? What do you mean? You go to work every day, buddy.
It's gonna be lovely back there, though. It's gonna be a nice summer. It's gonna be really nice. And then all of this will be in the past. The kids will get back to school. We'll start making money. Oh, look at this guy. Fucking rich people. He's got a little convertible, you know? Look at that guy.
Where's he going?
You know what I mean? Like, people in their cars.
Where's he going?
It's like your daughter said, rich people collect cars.
I guess that's very true. If
what
you have nothing else to buy, why not collect cars?
Little convertible on a freezing cold day.
And guys, I want to say, you know how I've not let my husband's holdups of what I want to do get in the way? I just let it go and I don't personalize it. I don't think he loves me less. I don't think he doesn't want to spend time with the family. It doesn't bother me. I'm like, fine, I'll go. And I know I can handle my three kids on my own. I've done it since they were babies. So I just fucking go and I don't think twice about it. I'm like, and thank God I can be a third wheel with Nat and her husband whenever we go somewhere. And then eventually Mark comes eventually at some point down the road. And we carry on. I think so many women think that.
Well, a lot of women too wouldn't do it if they didn't have their partner with them.
That's very true.
You know, and I think a lot of people, it's a lot of work thinking about having to pack it all up and do it yourself and be near the water without your partner and all that. And we're just like, get us the fuck out of anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, your tricky thing is you can't drive.
Yeah. That's tricky.
So you are reliant on somebody,
yeah.
Either your mom or your... Does that ever make you claustrophobic? Do you ever
Because I've often hired cars to drive me. You know, like, I have no problem. Like, someone's like, oh my God, that'd be $300 to rent a car to drive you there. I'm like, it's fine.
That's fine.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I understand what
Take me to church.
Like, take me to church. No, I would pay to drive my kids. I've had my kids be driven in a car with me up to a cottage because I couldn't drive.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I don't feel bad. You know, that's one of those things you just can't feel bad about. You just know what you got to do.
Got it. So you're just like, I'll just pay someone to do it.
Yep.
You don't ever feel like I would love to go and drive. You never the freedom. Like, don't you ever feel like just like I want to go? You never feel it.
It's kind of like life, like the way how I feel about myself. It's like, if I were to feel bad about that, then I'd have something I feel bad about myself about. And I'd like, I don't want to waste space on that.
Okay. But you know? I mean, like, do you ever feel like I wish? If you could change that, would you change that?
Sure. Of course.
Want me to teach you driving lessons?
No, thank you.
Want to go, like, we'll do, like, fear reduction and we'll gun it on the highways?
Maybe I'll go to hypnotist. That worked last time.
That would be really good for you, actually. I actually do really feel badly for people who are afraid of flying, who are afraid of, like, who have all these fears that hold them back from doing things because of, you know,
and
like...
I just think it's, like, the silliest thing ever that people be afraid to fly, but they can drive on a highway when their chances are ridiculously higher to not only hurt someone else, hurt yourself...
But you're the exact opposite.
Yeah, I know, but like, so I'm like, if you're gonna be scared of something that's actually like could happen. You're not gonna fucking crash in a plane. Your chances are like barely, but put yourself in a car on a highway, pretty high. Pretty high risk right there.
Do you not want to hit people or you don't want to be hit? What's your fear of the highway? People move too fast? What is it?
Yeah, and also like staying focused.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get distracted.
Yeah, I might just be like, start thinking about something like, oh, fuck, because you kind of got to be on, like, the whole time. You have to be alert. You know, you got to be, like, knowing where the cars are at.
Have you ever driven on a highway?
Yeah, I used to drive to a cottage every weekend.
And then you just stopped.
Yeah. But I didn't have kids then.
I need to get on a highway. I haven't been on a highway in a long time.
Yeah.
I should go on a
highway. I was on a highway this weekend. Not driving.
Where'd you go this weekend?
The Bluffs. We were on the 401.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, this is fast. There's so many idiots on their phones on the highway. Have you ever seen it?
I mean, you sound really old.
Yeah.
There's so many.
I mean, that's...
They're always... The highway, there's lots of idiots, and yeah. you have to trust yourself and be a very, assertive driver,
exactly.
Where you're like, you own it. You're just like, you know, it's like you're driving a tank. You're like, get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah, and there's drunk drivers everywhere.
I mean,
yep.
That's aggressive. Yep. Not everywhere.
They're drunk everywhere.
They're
all drunk, and they're all on their phones. And
sorry, we have two people walking towards us with hats, blankets, full winter coats. It's not okay. It is May.
They're drunk. They're clearly drunk.
They look so much alike, these mom and daughter. Wow.
I don't think so at all. Oh, wow. Look at that. They're talking about your house. What are they saying? Do they like your
Do they know we're here right now?
No, they don't. What are they saying?
I don't know.
Are they stopping and talking? This is awkward.
Do people know that they can't see? So many people have walked by us in the car and not realized we're sitting in the car.
I know.
What were they saying?
I didn't hear them.
You could hear them closer than me.
No, I couldn't hear them, but they were pointing at something. I was outside your house and I was pointing at your house to my husband. And your husband's like, what are you talking about?
What were you talking about?
That I liked your trees. They looked nice. They had all the white flowers on them.
And then they died.
Yeah.
Because the snowstorm came.
That snowstorm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I guess I want to say this to you, Natalie. Where are we going to go first?
California.
So not New York.
I mean, I think it makes more sense.
Oh, can't we do both is my question.
Yes, we can totally do
both. Are they open to both?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the purpose would be the first, like, California makes sense for what we're doing.
Okay.
But I think we also have to hit up New York as well.
Okay.
For other reasons that we'll find reasons for.
Okay.
We'll have to go see, you know, go see where Alex lives.
I really do think once June comes, it's going to go so fast because the summer is really usually fast. I'd also like to know if the camps are open. Love to them to make a call on that because, you know, sleepover camp's a minute away. Mm-hmm. Are they going to have sleepover camp? Are they going to let kids go to camp because people have to register? Are they, like, when I say we have not a clue about what's happening, we have not a clue. Like, and some kids really do go to camp in 4 weeks or 4.5 weeks. Some camps start like June 27th.
Yeah, they should probably assume they're not going.
What?
Well, that's what I think. I don't know. Then my American nieces and nephews are all going.
So we're going to American camps this year.
That's what you could do, actually. You could.
What?
You absolutely could. My kids absolutely could go to sleepover camp in Maine or wherever. They're not going to.
Oh.
But they could. That's a good idea, actually. Guys, if you're Canadian listening, sign up for an American sleepover.
How much would that shit be?
Boof.
How much?
Boof.
Boof, how much?
I don't know. How much is camp? Like $2,000 a week?
Oh, my God. That's like a vacation.
No jokes.
That's like a trip to Mexico.
No jokes about it.
And they're just going to go to sleep in a cabin.
Gah, learn about the stars.
How much money do they make in that camp? Should we open a camp for kids?
Oh, that's a good idea. But I'd like to make it more for, like,
adults.
Yeah.
With male dancers. There we go. Always goes back.
More for moms. Like a mom camp. Well, I was thinking yesterday when I was on your back porch and I was doing Insta story and I was thinking about Dirty Dancing and I remember that resort. That was a resort.
That's in Vermont.
That was a family camp where naughty shit went down.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go to that family camp.
Yeah. What naughty?
Actually, people on my street go to a family camp like that, actually.
And naughty shit goes down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And, like, all the employees are, like, in their 20s and, like, naughty.
And what, you sleep with them?
I don't know what you do.
Like, the adults? Like, the guests?
I don't think the guests do. I don't know.
Oh, like, you're going to become an employee. You're going to go work at a camp.
No. No, I'd like to be a guest there and just watch the shit go down.
So you think shit's going to go down in front of you?
Yeah. Because, you know, young people, they lose track of, like, once they start drinking, they think that no one can see them.
So actually, they're drinking on the job.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they are. I got to watch Dirty Dancing again. It's just that one horrible part about she had a miscarriage, didn't she?
Abortion.
Oh, fuck. That's a heavy part of an amazing movie.
A illegal one.
Yeah, I remember that now. I remember as a kid, I didn't quite understand what was going on, but I remember being in sixth grade watching it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, what's going on with him and what's happening and what, and how old were they?
Don't you realize that back then everyone was a lot older but played a lot
yeah,
younger?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, wasn't Shannon Doherty like 33 and playing like a 16-year-old? Wasn't that the thing?
I don't know. That's hilarious. Well,
like, oh, Andrea Zuckerman.
Yes.
Was like 42.
She's like
playing.
A grandma.
Let me see. Let's find out. Hold on. Do you guys remember Andrea Zuckerman?
I have a question. You know the new Degrassi that Drake is in?
No.
Well, you know how Drake was in Degrassi?
Yeah.
Is he still allowed that to air? Or is he, like, banned that because it's embarrassing?
Oh, I think he probably signed something where he can't.
He can't what? So it still airs? I want to watch Drake act in Degrassi.
Okay, so she was 30 when it started.
Whoa.
And she was playing a 16-year-old at 30 And now I feel like 12-year-olds play 30-year, you know what I mean? Like they've reversed the roles. I remember that when I found out how old she was. And Brandon and Andrea slept together.
Wait, Brandon?
And Andrea.
And not in real life?
No.
Oh, they were sleeping together?
Yeah. I remember Kelly was good.
Did they get boyfriend? Were they boyfriend, girlfriend?
I should go back and watch that series.
I know.
That was a good series.
90210.
Yeah. I love that. And then, remember Valerie? Oh, my God. There were so many people on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm thinking that we should go back and rewatch that, Natalie.
It could be fun.
I mean, I wonder if our kids would like it. Or would they be like, this is so old.
It's like when they watch, they've seen Saved by the Bell. And the cinematography, not the right word, the whatever that is, they're like, oh, this is old fashioned. Now my kids, if we're on Netflix or anything, they first look at the year that it was made.
Exactly, of course.
Why not? They don't want it.
You remember, David Silver's best friend, Scott, he was blonde. They were best friends and he died of a gun misfiring.
Okay.
Some heavy topics back then.
I know. Heavy topics were Degrassi, too. I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Wow. You weren't?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, I am just reading. I'm just, like, picking up on all of these comments that the 10 things you didn't know about Beverly Hills 90210.
Boof.
Whew. Poof. Okay, guys, well, we are about to go and do an interview for The Common Parent, which is going to be on how to launch your kids and how to raise a successful adult and why overparenting can be a lot of harm and what is overparenting.
And what is helicopter parenting? Like, you hear all these things and you know that you don't want to be the bad thing, but how do you know the right place to stand?
I know. And I want to know what overparenting is.
Me too. So come over to the Common Parent. You can go to thecommonparent.com or come on to Instagram and check it out. Join the group. It's $5.99 per month. If you lock in before the end of May, you get this fabulous webinar that we have with Allison Schaefer about power struggles. And if you buy for the year, you get 2 months off. Guys, this is the one thing that you need in your mom life is to become a part of this group. Join us. And we will see you on the next podcast.
See you on the next podcast.